What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, I'm super excited because you were actually supposed to be our first guest, like first episode, first guest.
Yes.
And I was like so excited because I've been obsessed with you for a very, very, very long time. You guys, this is Marissa Jarrett. We want to say it?
Winoker.
Winoker.
Do you know how to say it? She said.
I was like, I don't want to mess it up. It's Winoker.
No. Yes.
Marissa Jarrett Winoker.
Yes.
And I'm so happy to have you in the studio with us. I'm sorry I was late. I was like, I came in all frazzled. I was like, oh, sorry, couples therapy ran late.
Ugh.
What happened?
Honestly, it was a great session, but we didn't talk about like the intense thing until like the last 10 minutes. Oh, so God. It was just like,
yeah, it's like the massage like, right at the end. You're like, that feels so good. It's over.
Yeah. I know. And then I was like, babe, like I gotta go to the, yeah.
I've never done couples therapy. I need it.
How long have you been married for?
We've been married. Listen to me. I'm like, we've been married for, see how much I need therapy. I don't even know how long we've been married. Well, if my kid's 10, then we've been married for like 11 or 12 years. I always
mix
it up.
You guys have never done couples therapy.
No, but he really needs couples therapy.
What about you?
He needs it.
Yeah, he really needs therapy, you guys.
Usually when the other person says that he
really needs it.
What does he need therapy for?
He's like a robot. He has like no emotions.
Zero. When's the last time he cried?
Oh, I never. Like
really?
Never. Not even when my mom died.
No.
That's why we need therapy, y'all, because I'm still mad about that.
Well, yeah.
What if I was like, that was 30 years ago?
No. But I mean, like, no. You're like, do you not care about my mom? Did you
right.
not? Like,
yeah, no, that's why we need therapy.
Well, have you asked him to go to therapy?
Oh, yeah.
And he says no?
No, he says, sure, let's do it.
Then
and
why don't you go?
I don't know, because we never have time. I don't know, because I say everything always. It's like, I'm like, this is exactly what I'm feeling at all times. And he's like, I compute. I understand. I will do better. I am sorry. I love you. And then I'm like, okay. But I mean, literally, that's our therapy.
But are you lacking then stuff from him because he isn't? Because
he's a robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then what does he say to that?
He says, stop calling me a robot.
But if he's being one, then it's like,
there's nothing I can
reason.
Do. I honestly blame it all on his parents, but that's a whole nother story. Everybody in his family's a robot.
Are you going to cry when his mom dies?
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Right now I could burst into tears. But I cry.
Even though they're robots.
No. Oh my God. I love them. So I love them so much. And they're actually not robots.
Right.
But he is. He's a robot. But he's lovely.
What's his name?
Judah. And he's a wonderful father.
Hey, Judah, you're a robot.
He knows it. Oh, no, he knows it.
You guys just have one kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't
have
more than one.
So why did you not go for two?
I barely wanted the one. No, I love my son so much. No. I had it cost me $1 million to have this kid.
Did you do IVF?
Yeah, I had IVF. I had had cancer, so I had a surrogate to carry it. I mean, this was the most planned out baby ever. Like, so following through the robots.
Where do we want to go first? Because both those things that we'll talk about.
Yeah. I mean, go. I don't know.
Do you want to start with the cancer?
I mean, yeah, you just came from therapy.
I know.
I feel like you're like, oh my God, you are. I feel like I'm going to cry. I'm like, my husband's a robot. I will say when I had cancer, he was totally there.
Did he cry?
I think he did, but I was like on a lot of medication, so I never really saw
him. When did you find out and what kind of cancer?
I was 27 and I had cervical and uterine. It had moved from my cervix to my uterus and I had to have. At 27, I had a radical hysterectomy, which means they take out your uterus but leave your ovaries. Super glamorous.
So what symptoms were you having?
None. I literally went for a pap smear.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll get your pap smears. Yeah, literally. I mean, just went for a routine checkup, like my 1 year routine checkup.
And so like nothing else.
And it had spread from my cervix to my uterus in the time that I went for my surgery. So it was moving really fast. So had I like been like, had I got that job that, you know, would have taken me away out of town. Yeah.
So did you have like an abnormal pap and they're like, hey, you need to come back kind of thing. And then we were like, oh, okay. Like whatever. As people get
I was like, oh, I have cancer. I am so Jewish. I was like, oh, this is it. This is the end of me. They would have said she would have been so good. Like I literally, I mean, but when I was doing hairspray too, right before I did hairspray, I literally was like, if I got hit by a bus right now, they'd be like, she would have been so good. Like I had like visions of that. So that's just what I do.
But I mean, so you went back.
So I went back immediately. I was very proactive. I mean, that's like the biggest thing I can say to people is like, be very proactive about your health because if you just...
You get one life. We're not cats.
Don't... Exactly.
Yeah.
Although I sort of feel like I've had a couple of lives. But yeah. Yes. Yeah, but yeah. So that happened. And then I wasn't emotionally even ready to understand what that meant. I literally was in rehearsal for Hairspray while it was going on. So I was like... It was like... I kept it a huge secret. I was like, I'm not going to tell anybody about this because
so it was during like your like big hurrah. Like
So it was pretty intense. And then
you're like, why is this happening? I have my big, you know, my big break.
She would have been so good. Yeah.
I get it now.
I literally was like, she would have been. She could have given. Like, we would have loved. Yeah. Yeah. I already pictured like what they would have put on at the Tonys if I had died. Like, you never saw her, but she was.
Yeah. What did the doctor say when they called? Were they just like, you need to come in to the office?
Yeah. They were like, you need to come back immediately.
No.
It wasn't like a, hey, if you want to come back in 6 months. No, it was like, come back tomorrow and let's keep. They kept doing exploratory surgeries until they realized like, oh no, this is no joke. And then I was like, okay, now I need to go get the best doctor.
Like what stage you were at? Or was it more just like,
it was more like, let's get it. It was like in tumor form. So they were able to take it out without doing chemo or radiation. So I was lucky.
You kept your amazing hair.
I kept my amazing hair and my ovaries were fine. So I was able to take out an egg for $1 million baby.
Yeah.
It gives you dirty looks.
I get it. I've done two rounds of IVF, so I get it. Like it's tough.
Well, that'll keep you in therapy. Yeah.
Those injections make you
crazy. They do.
Crazy. Like I can't even like, I'm sorry, here goes the beat, but it's fucking crazy.
No. That will put you in therapy for the rest of your life. The medicine that you're on is so intense. And also just like all the emotions of like, there's so much more than just the drugs that are messing up your body. Like everything is. And there's nothing the man can do that can make up for that.
Right.
So.
No, totally.
So there you go.
Okay. A few questions. Sorry. I'm like, I just want to get this all out. What are the chances of it coming back?
Oh,
or is it impossible because you are basically cleared?
I'm considered there. Like now my chances are the same as everybody else's. Like now we're just
even for other cancers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm at what are we in 2017? What are 18. We 2018? 2006. Now you know why I don't know how long I've been married. I got married in 2006. Yeah, there, that's how long I've been married. I got married in 2006. So it's 2018. So I've been, I'm 17 years cancer free. So that's they're like I go every 6 months for a checkup. So I'm probably safer than anybody else because I'm getting checked up all the time.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
It's amazing. Yeah. What was your biggest takeaway from having cancer? Like, is it, you know, do you tell people you love them more? Like, or is it something, or are you kind of like,
right. Like right after cancer, my whole life like changed, right? Like I was like, no more fast food and no more this. And now I'm just like, oh my God, what can I eat whenever I can put it in my mouth? So like, I mean, it happened then, you know, I had a lot of, you know, like, anything anyone asked me to do, I was like, yes, I have to do everything. I'm going to, you know, I was like, life is too short. And then I opened in Hairspray and it was like more important. It wasn't about being a star. Like, I definitely spent my whole life growing up being like, I just want to be a star. I just want to be famous. Like, I just want to be. And then when I had cancer, I didn't care. Like, I feel like not that it changed, but it changed. I was ready to be a star in a show and I was ready to lead a Broadway show 8 nights a week because I did. It wasn't about being famous. It was about doing what I love. And I feel like that's what's changed in me. But that I hope that would have changed as I got older. But I don't know. It might not have. I was pretty unbearable prior. Right. I was really ambitious. And then I sort of lost that ambition.
Even now?
No. Like, I mean, like, I was definitely much more like,
in tune.
Like, I just really wanted to be famous. Do you know what I mean? Where, yeah. And I like look back at that girl and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I was so adamant about like succeeding and what that meant. Whereas after
cancer,
where
in your childhood did that play a part? What were you like wanting to fulfill in your life?
Oh, I was the youngest of four and I like wanted my dad to like be like, you're the best always. So,
right.
So yeah. Your perspective changed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more about like, I'm glad about that. Like, there's a couple of things, like, and even like my son, I always say, like, as crazy as it is, I would have been a mom, but I wouldn't have been a mom. Like, Zev wouldn't have been my child because it was so much work to have him.
Yeah.
So what we had to go through to have him all started because of the cancer. Right.
Right.
So in the big scheme, it's like, I have no regrets for any of that because as much of a pain in the ass as my son is, like, that I want to be his mom. He's almost 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's his own person.
Whoa. A 10-year-old boy, man.
Yeah.
That's got to be intense.
Yeah. And an only child.
Okay. Did you have any more embryos left over or was that?
We did try for about 2 years and then it just wasn't taking. So we finally were like, enough. And then during that time, Zev was like out of diapers. He was 3 and I'm like, oh, we are done. I'm I am not jumping back into that mess again.
How is the only child thing playing out?
Okay. It's good. You know what? I couldn't imagine having an only child because I have such a big family. But he's so surrounded. Like, I have, like, literally there's a gay man in my house at all times, you know? So he's got, like, 20 gay uncles that literally, like, there's someone living in our guest room every, like, there's.
Are you in New York?
I'm where we live here. Our home is here. We have a place in New York as well. But, like, this is, like, our home. Okay. And we have a nice enough place that we can always take in my unemployed friends.
Or me when couples therapy doesn't go
there
good.
There you go. There you go. You can come in live, but thanks, then you have to drive my kid to school 3 times a week. That's the deal.
Oh, yeah. Literally. I have a 2-year-old, so.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are you doing IVF? And you have a 2-year-old?
I have a 2.5. Well, I'm not doing IVF anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I have a 2.5-year-old. Yeah. So the last 2 IVFs didn't work. Okay. And it's just like, you kind of go to a point
well,
where
you're at
like,
that age too.
It's tough. I know.
Yeah, it's tough to go back into that.
I know. It's really hard. So I'm just like, all right, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
It's
I think
happen.
That's what you have to, and no regrets.
No regrets.
Like, I feel like I tried and it didn't happen for us and that's fine. And we got a dog and it's fine.
So hard though. Because when you see like kids that are like 16 and they're like popping out, like, oh, well, look at someone and get pregnant. And you're like,
of course. Really? Well, and probably when you were 16, all we thought about was like, don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant.
Yeah. It's a lot harder to get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember my entire like teenage years being like, oh my God, please. I'm not. Oh, thank God I got my period. Like, right.
The amount of times I like, prayed, it was like, dear God, I will never, ever like say another swear word or be mean, please. And then I'm like, my period comes. I'm like, I
swear just one more time. Yeah. No. Oh God. Every month of every year of my 20s were pretty.
So
scary.
how hard is it to separate yourself from Hairspray? Because you're still acting, you're kicking butt, you're doing your thing, but it's like, do people just say, are you so typecasted that you found it hard?
Yeah, I mean, where I find it the hardest, it's a great question. I do find it hardest because I'm not a 16-year-old character, right? Mm-hmm. So when people think of me as Tracy Turnblatt, they are like, she's 16, right? Or she's in her 20s. And I'm like, I'm in my 40s. Like, and like, even like for like TV stuff, they're like, oh, she can't play a mom to a 16-year-old. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Like, you know, and I think being short totally like messes with that too a little bit. But like, I find that like, thankfully, Hairspray was like the role of a lifetime, right? Yeah. So if I'm going to be typecast anywhere, let it be Tracy Turnblatt. Like, I have no... That's fine by me.
Like, you're not trying to bury it. And
never.
Yeah, like you're just you embrace
that. I'm so proud. I'm proud of, it's not just the role. I'm proud of the show. I'm proud of, like what it did. Like I just went and did.
It just makes you feel good. It's inspirational.
Yeah.
It's like
it's got
just
a great like message.
Yeah,
it
great
lit.
Message.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. So, and Tracy Tremblay was like, I inspired to be like her, like as cheesy as that sounds.
Well, she was secure in herself.
Yeah.
And I loved, I don't know. I just loved it.
So I think like that lives on and
it's timeless.
Yeah. So exactly. So I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You know, like I would love to play like, you know, be like Mama Rose and Gypsy when eventually they're going to let me, or like Hello Dolly. Like that's like where I would like love to do Broadway. But until anyone lets me just play like an older person.
Do you feel like you have to like change your look up or like?
Yeah, but I'm never going to.
Yeah.
Like never. Like I like this look.
I mean, you look amazing. I mean, you're
like,
killing it.
I'm like, I wish they took me seriously. If you all could see me, I have like panda pom poms in my hair. Like no one takes me seriously. I wonder why. Like I dress like I'm a 12 year old. I literally brought my son to school one day and this little girl came up to me. She's like, oh my God, I love your hair accessories. I'm like, oh my God, I love yours. And I'm like, oh my God, 10 year olds. Literally, I dress like a 10 year old. It's not even like a 16-year-old. Like I'm like with the 10-year-old.
Right.
So yeah, I have a problem. Yeah.
How's Drew Barrymore?
Oh my God, I love her.
Because I just feel like she's the best friend.
No, she's the best. Like she was one of the first celebrities I met when I left Broadway.
Never Been Kissed.
Never Been Kissed. It was like, that was like
so good.
I feel like that was like one of the first times I like was in a movie because I had done Broadway, but I hadn't done TV or film.
He was so good in it. Oh my God, he wants to go take you to prom.
It was the best. It was so, and I remember just like meeting her and just being so excited.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I'm friends with her. Like She's awesome.
Are there
she
people
would
that
go
you
to
definitely
therapy with you?
Was she?
She would. She'd hold your hand. Like she would bring you flowers and hold your hand.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
No, that's, yeah.
So what are you working on right now?
Well, now, I mean, like, after Big Brother, I feel like...
How do you win Big Brother?
You're just really nice. I mean,
is that
here's
it,
the truth.
To be
like,
nice?
No. Like, here's the thing. Like, and God bless Ross. Like, Ross and I are Ross Matthews and I got very close on the show. And he played a really tough game.
Uh-huh.
Like, he played hardcore. And, like, there's a bazillion people on Instagram that, like, swear at me on a daily basis being like, he should have won. You robbed him.
People are so mean.
I mean, but, like, I'm also, like, laughing because it's, like, nobody, like, saw my game. Like, nobody. Because my game was so much deeper than Ross's. Like, but, like, his was such an obvious Big Brother game. Like, you know, like talk about people in the diary room and backstab. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that because they're all going home and watching the show. Like none of it, like he wasn't thinking it through. Whereas like, I'm like much, I was like deeper. I played a much deeper
big
game.
Big picture.
Yeah. I knew like you can't, like my whole thing was like going in, I was like, you can't win Celebrity Big Brother by pissing off everybody's fan base and pissing off their families.
Yeah, true.
Because they're going to go home and their families are going to tell them who to vote for. Like I knew if I got taken off the show, my son would have said, vote for James, right? Mm-hmm. Like my son would have told me whose game he liked or who wasn't mean to me. Or, you know what I mean? Like if someone's talking about me, my kid's going to be like, yeah, that Ross guy was talking about you. Don't vote for him. And that would like, you know, play into how you play.
Yeah.
So my thing was like, don't piss off anybody's fan base.
Just
like,
be nice.
That's all. Just play and have fun and be nice.
Be
and,
nice, people.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you win celebrity shows.
You do.
You just
by
be nice.
Being nice. Like,
I love that.
And I didn't, like, I kept myself out of all the drama. Like, I would actively be like, oh my God, they just called me to the diary room. Nobody called me. I was like, I just have to get out of this argument. Like, that's about to happen, you know? Like, and I would get, and I'd like sit around and read the Bible with Omarosa. Like, it was so weird. Yeah. Like, I'm wearing pom-poms and do you guys want glitter? And I've got these eye patches and
let's
everybody like, literally I brought stuff in to make friends. Like it was high school. I was like, I'm going to bring in enough stuff so everybody has stuff to hang out with.
No, but I like that though, because that's.
And I had so much fun. Like I was never stressed out.
Every group in high school, basically.
Yes.
In the house.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the mean girls, the popular girls, the jocks, the nerds, like all of them.
I gave James my sweatshirt. Oh no. I like, I knew what I was doing.
But it couldn't have been all puppies and rainbows. Like what was the most annoying thing?
It wasn't all puppies and rainbows. Of course not. The most annoying thing would be like when they would do the challenges, what people don't know is they separate you because you're not doing it. So you would literally be stuck in a room by yourself for 6 to 8 hours, you guys.
Oh my God.
Not just like, oh, we'll come and get you in 45 minutes. It was like 8 hours would go by and you were like, please, can I go to the bathroom, Big Brother? Like it was, and you have nothing to read, nothing to watch, like just alone with your brain.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Like, that's like, if you want to be in therapy, that's like where I got like crazy. And I would have an anxiety attack and just fall asleep. Like, you know, when your body like just shuts down in pure panic. Because I was like, I'm going to be in for 8 hours. I'm going to be in for 8 hours. And I would just pass out. Like, that would be it. And I'd be out. I would be passed out.
Like, did they lock the doors?
Some of the rooms were locked.
Have, like,
the rooms
attack.
With the bathroom were locked. The rooms without the bathroom weren't locked, but like, you, it was almost like you were like being held, like you knew, don't leave that. Like right. when people, yeah. I mean, there's so many analogies I'm not going to use, but yeah, it's like you don't leave because you're scared to leave.
Terrifying. Well, I'm yeah. never going to do that.
No.
But you know what? We did do the same reality show, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. How did,
well, I want to know your experience.
Puppies and Rainbows?
Not.
Yeah.
I mean,
Puppies
I had,
and Rainbows?
I mean, I had an incredible time. It was, I was going through.
Who's your partner?
Gleb. So he was new. This was his second season.
Yeah, that's hard.
So he was new. And he was great. Like, I loved him. He was awesome. The problem was like my personal life was in hell. Like my husband and I were separated.
No.
Like it
oh
was like I just had a 4 month old baby.
No.
Like it was
oh my
like,
God, this is like so literally
lot,
the
like,
nightmare
personally going on. So it's like, you know, I had to publicly say like I'm separated. I don't know what's going on. And like so like the I wish
and
I could
being
go back
tortured in a dance studio.
Well, they were like, it's only like 4 hours. I'm like,
no.
If I could go. So one of my friends was got asked to do it and he's like, what's the biggest lie? And I said that it's 4 hours out of your day. Because on top of the interviews and the dancing, and if you go farther, you're dancing 8 to 10 hours.
And oh, and they're in your backyard at 6 a.m. setting up the camera. Like they would be in my backyard setting up the I camera know. To do your like, well, yeah. last night went great. And you're like twitching. Yeah. Like, and you're like, I don't even know what. They're like, just answer the question in the question. And you're like, what was the question? Like, you're like, I don't, what do you want me to say to yeah. keep this going faster? Like, yeah, totally.
Who won on your season?
Well, my season was season 6. So it was like the first okay. time it was Christy Yamaguchi.
Oh, Christy.
So
yeah.
it was like literally what she does is literally like she does it on two. Like it was easier to do it on the dance floor than yeah. on two thin blades. Yeah, blades. Yeah.
And you had Derek Hough as your partner.
No, I had Tony Devolani.
Oh, you had Tony.
Which
okay.
was great for me because okay. he was so tall that like my ballroom pose was perfect because I literally had to,
had
reach,
to reach
up.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't do the ballroom with like a short
See,
person.
He wasn't on my season.
That's amazing.
So yeah, so it was all just fit. Like I was horrible in all of the like Latin dances because I could just hold on to him.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I did really well, but I was also.
Semifinals, right?
Yeah.
Samesies. See, four, so, I got fourth.
I got fourth. So we did great. Yeah, we did. I mean, but mine was strictly because of the audience. Like I was getting fives into like week 10. Like I was, it would be so bad.
They were nice.
I was
that
nice.
Is, there
I'm
you
telling
go.
You, it was because that I was like, I never let them see me cry. Mm-hmm. I cried at home every night, but it was also like, I was the first like chubby girl to do it. Like I was genuinely the first one. So like America was like, yay, there's someone like us. Like, you know what I mean? Like I genuinely was like, give me the short skirts, give me the tanner. Like, don't like, we're not trying to mask anything. This is who I am.
But
so,
I love that you own your body. And yeah. I think that's a beautiful thing because, you know,
yeah.
you're it's like this is who I am. I'm not gonna make excuses for it. And let's, you know, get me in a short skirt. I'm gonna yeah. shake it around.
And I'll tell you though, sometimes I would like they would be like stitching my skirt down to like my booty shorts. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm looking over and I'm like, I can see other people's vaginas. Like, I'm looking, why are you stitching my, like, are you so scared my thighs are going to be on TV? Like, they would literally be like stitching me into like my shorts so that my thighs wouldn't show. And I'm like, I can literally see inside of her body. Like yeah. the other, like,
wow.
like, I was like, or like,
I can see Sharna's.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'm looking at right now things that I should not see, but like, God forbid you see my thighs on national TV. Yeah. So those were a couple of moments where I'd be like, mm-mm, and I would like be in the dressing room, like, I'm like, the skirt doesn't twirl. I want it to twirl. Like I would get so mad. But
that's fantastic.
Yeah. I definitely loved it. But I mean, looking back, I loved it. But I definitely had like, I've said many times, my surrogate was pregnant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I did Dancing with the Stars. So we were having wow. a baby 3 months after. So I was stressed out about that, but I had no idea what I was getting myself into having
right.
a kid, right? So
yeah.
so I was like married, like I had nothing else going on in my life. So it was like, but I've said I could never have done that show if I had even a child at home, like let alone anything else going on. I couldn't imagine how
yeah.
stressful because you're so on edge.
So on edge. And then they're just like wanting you to like, you know, show the emotion. And I remember Gleb and I got in a fight and, you know, the camera was like, on me. And I faked a phone call to my mom. And I was like, hey, mom, how are you? And it's like, because yeah. they just wanted like to see it. And at that time, I was just like, I need a space. Walk away camera.
Yeah, Tony.
I'm not going to give you what you
know
right now.
Tony and I talked about, we were like, Marissa Winoker is not staying on the show if she sits down and cries.
Yeah.
Ever. Because I'm only here because people are like, oh, we're so happy. She's so happy. The minute I sat down and cried over a dance move,
yeah.
They would have been like, well, let her go home. Like, don't make her do this anymore. You know what I mean? Like, genuinely. So
yeah.
we both were like, if we ever get to the point where, you're going to make me cry. Like, yeah. We need a snack. We'd be like, we need a snack. And we would like, go get a snack.
I need a cupcake now.
I need a snack meant like, we have to stop. I'm going to burst out and cry. Like, yeah. We definitely were like, I need a snack.
Well, that's good that you knew. Like,
we had our safe word. Yeah. We had our like, our Dancing with the Stars sexual safe word was snack.
Yeah. What did you guys fight about?
Honestly, this is, and it's kind of ironic me saying this because I was late today, but I'm very on time. Uh-huh. And so it's frustrating when he would be like, you know, I'm on my way to the studio. So I don't, again, get to spend a lot of time with my daughter and at, you know, during this time, cause there's so much going on. And I was also on tour and it was crazy time. And he would show up hour and a half, 2 hours late. No. I'm like, that is 2 hours I could have been with my child.
Oh, no, I would have lost my mind. Yeah.
So we fought about that towards the very end of the season. And, you know, it was just, you know, we were close to the semifinals at that time. So I was like, you know, we're in this. Like, you know, I'm like, I want to work. And if you're going to tell me you're going to be late, like, that is valid. Like, that is time with my child you are taking away from me. And I was like, so I went into, like, mom, like, cry mode. And then, like, my husband was kind of back in the picture at that time. And it was just, like, so many different angles. And then I have this Russian, you know, man just like yelling at me. And I'm just like, all right, if you don't respect me, I'm not going to respect you right now. Right. So you don't get to yell at me unless you're respecting my stuff too. So we just like went.
No, you never get to yell at me. No, that's why you marry a robot. Because he never yells. He's never, like never once has raised his voice at me.
But see, okay, so here's my question for that. Like, isn't that like, don't you, like, I think like healthy arguments are good.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I mean, we argue, but when I was in Big Brother, like poor Brandy Glanville, like she like kind of like snapped at me once and I was like, Brandy just yelled at me. And Brandy's like, I wasn't yelling at you. I'm like, you have to understand. I don't have, my husband doesn't even yell at me. Like that, I don't have that in my life, which yes, like there's been some times where I'm like, you have no emotion, but like it is healthy to argue, but not when you're like, I'm a crazy person. Uh-huh. So arguing with me is, I'm just going to keep circling around into a crazy person. So like, I think he's like, it's not even worth it with her.
I mean, what do you think your biggest issue in your marriage is besides him being a robot?
Like, that's literally my only issue.
That's the only issue.
Yeah. Like we're really like, he's definitely like, I say this to all my friends now who are like at that place where they're like, oh shit, I need to settle. Like I need to get on this like TikTok. And I'm like, really just marry your best friend. Like really, really marry. Okay, because I keep thinking now, like with Zev almost 10, my son's almost 10. I'm like, oh, in like 8 years, we're going to have so much fun together.
That's cool.
Like we're going to travel and we're going to go do things. Like we are going to have such a good time. Like I'm excited for that time in my life where like my husband and I can, because we were together for 15 years before we had a child. So now it's like, oh, I remember what that team was. Because the only things we even have, honestly, that have problems with is raising our son. Because we would raise him very differently, you know? So.
Okay. Well, and how does that work with him being in New York and you being here?
I make him feel guilty every single day. Like every day I'm like, you don't even understand what I had to do today. Like the hair and the this. It's hard because and then he comes home for like a weekend and he's like, let's go to Dave and Buster's and we're getting ice cream and then ice cream for dinner. And then maybe we should just have Sundays for breakfast. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, you need to pack your bag for school. We need to do homework.
Right.
Let's put out your clothes, clean your room. Like, and it's like, he's gone to Dave and Buster's and has had 4 meals of ice cream with his dad. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's literally like we're set like a divorced where it's like he gets to have like good time dad and then like I'm home being like time for bed,
right?
You know,
that's so
it
hard.
Sucks.
So where can my listeners follow you? Where are you at?
Instagram.
What's your Instagram handle?
I think it's Marissa Jarrett Winoker. That's got to be what it is.
It is.
It's at Marissa Jarrett Winoker, right?
And then do you have anything coming out that might?
I do, but I
you can't say
by the time. But yeah.
Okay.
Just
follow her on Instagram.
You probably already, by the time you're hearing this, already know everything.
Okay.
Like that's the truth. So
I'm super excited. Thank you so much for coming in. The studio now is just brighter and friendlier. So thank you.
Just be nice, people. Just be nice.
Message of the day.
Yeah.
Love you.
Thank you.
Okay. Miss Jen.
Hey.
You're my Lola girl.
I am. I love Lola. I've been using Lola since the moment they packed the boxes and started sending them out.
You know what I love about Lola? I'll just say. I mean, why don't you say what it is first since you are an avid user?
I just love it.
And I'll tell you what I love about
because it. Because the gate opens at my house and I'm like, oh, the Lola package is there.
Which means my period's here.
Period is starting. Yes. It always arrives exactly when I need them.
And what I love about Lola too is the fact that you can curate your own, basically your box of, because it's so frustrating when you go to the store and I'm like, I don't want 20 super tampons. I want this many of this and this many of that. So I like the fact that you can curate to whatever your flow is.
Exactly. Because and then you have one healthy box instead of an entire pantry of like super and, you know, pads. I know,
super frustrating.
This,
get it.
You know,
but with Lola, it's give me the goods on it. It's
100% natural.
Natural. There it is.
100% easy to, like, you just feel good about it because we are so focused on what we're putting in our bodies on a daily basis. We need to be focused on that being a healthy.
What we're actually putting in our system.
Yes, absolutely. Because for years we used tampons that were full of perfumes, full of toxins, plastics, everything.
Okay, so right now for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Jana when you subscribe. That's mylola.com and enter Jana when you subscribe. I hope you love it as much as I do.
Lola.
Okay, so I'm really excited because Miss Rhea Wahlberg is in the studio with us right now.
Hello.
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 You're so pretty.
Thank you. And so are you.
Oh, thank you. But
you're very pretty.
I don't feel pretty right now just because I just got back from couples therapy like an hour ago. So you know, and you're just like you're sweating and you're crying and you're just like a whole mess.
Yeah.
But you have four kids, which is why you look so... I'm just like, how do you even do that? Like, look as pretty as you are and have four kids.
My kids are in school all day.
Your youngest is 8.
Yeah,
okay.
They go from 8 to 14. So they're in school. I have the whole day to just...
You're not in any diapers or...
No, I'm out of diapers, bottles, potty training.
Are you done?
Yes, we are done.
Like he snipped. You're like,
well, he didn't snip.
So there's a possibility. So there could be a surprise Wahlberg.
There is Wahlberger. Not going to be a surprise Wahlberg. Absolutely,
like you're
not.
So done.
Yes.
How do you handle it?
We have
it
two boys, two girls.
Okay. We're this is perfect.
We're fine.
And I've never met you before, but I met your bag.
Yes.
I was really excited because we have a friend, Nicole Perez, yes. And I was on her Instagram and I was like, oh my gosh, I love that purse. And she's like, oh, well, it's her new line. So do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, our kids go to school together, actually. Our two youngest, the two 8-year-olds are in the same class. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty good friends. And yeah, so the bag line is basically...
It's called Ella Grace.
It's called Ella Grace, named after my two daughters. My oldest daughter is Ella. The youngest is Grace. Ella Grace by Rhea Wahlberg. And so my idea behind the whole bag line was that I wanted to produce something that not necessarily people in... LA and New York and Miami, although I'm not excluding those people.
You're like, I'm more than welcome to buy them.
Yeah. You can buy them. But I'm what my idea was the people in Arkansas and Missouri and Nebraska and
good old
people
Midwest.
That don't have access to find, you know, leather goods and that but they want bags that are sort of replicated from, you know,
good quality
mm-hmm. and brand names. So right. That was my idea behind the whole concept.
How long have you been like? How long has the process been?
Literally, we just started probably 9 months ago.
And what like your idea was 9 months ago too?
Maybe 9 months to a year.
Wow,
ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're just like, I want to do a bag.
Yeah.
And it's like boom, yeah. 9 months later.
I love it. Like a baby.
That's fantastic. I know. Yeah. You like did have another baby.
I did have that's my bag baby. That's my baby.
What is your favorite style of bag? Like crossover, handle?
I like a crossbody bag because mm-hmm. like when I'm in the grocery store or Target mm-hmm. or whatever, I like to put my bag across so that I don't have to put it in the cart and worry about somebody yes. stealing it. When I walk off to like, you know,
it's very LA of you.
In my, you know, element of Target.
Right.
And so I like crossbody. That's my favorite.
I'm the same way. That's my favorite. Yeah. What about you?
A little bit of both. A
little bit.
It depends where I'm at. So if I'm like Disneylanding it, then yes. I would do the crossbody or if I like the same Target, if yeah. I'm doing that or, but if I'm out for like just a little like lunch, I'll do my little.
Yeah. Yeah, it just depends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it just depends on the outfit
or the evening.
Yeah,
yeah you can
for
carry
sure.
like a little evening bag, and which we're coming out with. And
oh, yeah. So okay, where can my listeners get your bags?
Okay, so right now we have very limited quantity. We have them on my website, which is ellagracewahlberg.com.
Okay.
And
are you going to sell them in stores at all, or is it just going
to
be
online? We are going to sell them in stores eventually. Okay. I'm hoping possibly we might sell them in Target.
That'd be great.
I'm not positive.
What I love about that, though, is because it would be a higher scale a brand, basically, for Target.
For Target.
That would be fantastic.
And it would be accessible to everybody that I want it to be accessible to.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For someone that doesn't want the $20 fake leather.
Yeah. All of our products are real leather. Mm-hmm. Although we have been asked for some vegan leather lately. So I'm kind of like toying with.
What's the price difference for vegan? Is that less or is that?
It's less. Yeah. Okay. It's less.
But then that defeats then what you're wanting.
Exactly. That's why I'm kind of going up and down with whether I should just stick to real leather, which is. Our leather is really good.
Did PETA ask you for leather or
no.
for the vegan leather? Or
no. So
is
I'm
that
going
why
to be
people do that?
I'll be crucified for this because I am vegan. But
well,
there is nothing I love more than a nice leather bag.
Than a leather bag.
But
what's wrong with leather? So I don't know. Like,
well,
is
because
it
comes from an animal.
Oh.
So.
Hence my rabbit fur jacket I've got right here. PETA hates me, but it's fine.
yeah.
Oh, well, that makes semi-sense.
Vegans buy leather. They do.
Vegans
I have leather boots on. I have a leather jacket in my office. So
you're like half vegan, half leather person.
Right. I'm vegan. I eat vegan.
You eat vegan, but you buy leather?
I do. And this
our
is
leather's
why.
Really good, too.
Yeah, it's
really
good.
Soft.
It's really good.
Yeah,
I like it a lot. But I guess my question with the vegan, though, is that like, that, again, that's just going to take away what you kind of want
yeah, like I said, I'm going up and down with it, but we do have good vegan our swatches that I've been going over, you know, they're not bad.
Do any other designer bags do that vegan?
I know Stella McCartney does vegan. She's all vegan.
She's so on trend.
Yeah.
She's free people too.
Yeah.
She's get a vegan.
So how do you, is it hard being the wife of a famous actor?
Is it hard? I don't really look at him like that. So okay. I don't.
Okay. So like when you're out in public, people obviously are like, that's Mark Wahlberg, you know?
That's hard because it's hard for us to go places.
Right.
We can't go to like a lot of public places that the kids want to go. And the kids complain a lot. Like, you know, we don't want to go because, you know, everybody's going to come up to you, daddy, and want your picture. And We don't want to do that. It's just we don't want to do that.
Right. So it's more of an annoyance. It's not really cool for them. It's more of an annoyance.
Yeah, it's an annoyance. So that part is hard. But I mean, everything, you know, I don't look at him.
There's
like
no
that,
like jealousy or like anything like that. Yeah.
Oh,
you guys
God,
have been together for forever, right?
17 years.
Because you had your first one when you weren't.
We weren't married yet.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was 23.
Wow.
No, I was 24. Sorry. We met when I was 23.
Where'd you guys meet at?
We met in New York through a mutual friend. Actually, you might know him, Guy Osiri.
Oh, it sounds familiar.
He's Madonna's manager.
Yeah. I was like, why does that name sound so familiar? I mean, I don't personally know him. Oh, actually, he's my best friend.
He introduced us and he takes full credit for our whole family.
That's incredible.
And then how soon did you guys get divorced?
Divorced.
You clearly know where my brain is at. How soon did you guys get married?
We've been married for 9 years.
Okay.
So we've been together for 17 and married for 9.
Did anything change once you got married?
Nothing.
That's great.
Not a thing.
That's kind of, we had Siri Daly on here too, Carson Daly's wife. And she was, you know, she's like, we did everything kind of backwards. And then when we got married, it was just like a piece of paper. Nothing changed at
all.
Because we'd already gone through like the ups and downs. And
yeah, exactly. Nothing
Maybe
changed.
That's the secret.
Maybe. Yeah. Be nice and do everything backwards.
Don't get married when you've known somebody for 2 months.
But I mean, you guys are in it for like the long haul.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's like he's... He better know.
And we're Catholic.
Oh, there you go.
So
raised Catholic.
Yeah. It would be a sin. It would be a big sin.
But then, well, there you go. You had kids out of wedlock, though.
We did, though. Yeah. I know, we did.
Was that hard for your Catholic parents?
You know, I was raised Christian and I converted to Catholicism.
For Mark?
Well, for myself.
Right.
And for the kids and for Mark and just for the whole family in general. Mm-hmm. And he was raised Catholic.
Okay.
But it wasn't really a big deal for his family.
Well, no, but I love, though, how religious you guys are, because it's, and it's just nice to see, you know, you guys have a beautiful family. You guys, you know, look, you have a very strong marriage, and it's nice. I was obviously on your Instagram page, and you guys were talking about Easter, and so I don't know. I just loved all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. Guys go to church every Sunday as a family?
Well, you know what? Our kids go to Catholic school, so I don't make them go on weekends because I feel like they get enough during the week, and I don't want to shove it down their throat in, on the weekends. I let them have a break. He goes every single Sunday.
Oh, wow.
He's not missed one Sunday since I've met him.
Wow.
Not
even
one Sunday.
Even with working?
Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. If we're in Jamaica, we'll take a boat to get to a church.
Wow.
He has not missed one Sunday. I go as often as I can. Mm-hmm. I don't go every Sunday, but yeah, he goes every single Sunday.
That's fantastic. And what, like, I mean, not to talk like too much about Mark and y'all's relationship, but like, what have you seen that make a difference in your relationship? Is it just kind of keeping God as number one? Or,
yeah, just his faith is so strong, and he's an eternal optimist. He's just very, very positive, and you know, his faith comes first, and along with that comes family and marriage and kids. So, you know, it all connects and goes together.
Right, that's great.
Yeah.
I've seen him a couple Sundays at Wahlburgers because my son and I go there because I love the Impossible Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Really excited when the Sunset location got that. But I've seen him and he just walks in.
Yeah.
Like a normal business owner. Yeah. And I have a lot of respect for that because he probably has just come from church. Like the 10 o'clock mass or 11 o'clock mass, and then he's at work.
Like, how is he supposed to walk in?
No, I just mean because he's Mark Wahlberg, but he's like walking into his business.
We're very, very normal. You would be, if you came to my house, you would be very shocked.
In which way would you say that's like?
I mean, our kids are very normal. They're not, I mean, they don't care about Hollywood. They don't care about, you know, Dad's a star. There's nothing that's celebrated around him being Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
There's, you know, nothing like that. And I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Do they watch his movies?
Some of them. Yeah. Yeah. Some of them. I haven't let them watch all of them.
Right. Yeah. There are a few I wouldn't. Yeah.
But that means you guys are doing it right.
Yeah.
At home.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what made you then want to, because obviously, you know, you're freaking set for life. You really wanted like your purpose, like to be able to work and do something for yourself? Or was it like a...
Yeah, I really wanted to, you know, like I said, all the kids are in school. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do something else. I mean, you know, how often can you do the same thing every day?
Yeah.
It's like, it's
a little mundane.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to be creative. I wanted to use my creativity. I used to be a model.
Well, you're beautiful.
Thank you. So my creativity was there. And then I had kids, little kids, back to back to back. So I was busy with that. And now they're all in school. So I wanted to be creative again. And you know, this was the perfect opportunity.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. So, okay, again, can you just, it's ellagracewahlberg.com?
Yes.
For your bags?
For the bags, yes. Okay. And there's a very limited amount available right now.
Okay.
But there's going to be more.
There's going to be more, okay.
Yes.
And then can they, like, order, like, on Backstock or?
Well, as soon as we get them up and online.
Okay.
And I'm actually manufacturing a few new fresh styles for fall, winter.
Okay.
So, so those will be up there. But I'm also launching exclusively at Ron Robinson on Melrose.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
So we're going to do a trunk show there in September.
Okay.
And the line will be available.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to do like the phone, you know, those phone cases that people wear and they, yes. Yeah, they go across. Yeah, we're doing those.
Oh, I love
with
those.
With different straps that you can match.
Oh, cool.
And like, yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Well, Thank you so much for coming in sharing your life with us and your bags.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Sweet. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank
you so much to my guests today, Marissa Jarrett Winoker and Rhea Wahlberg. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We love your emails, so please, please, please keep sending them. Jana Kramer at iHeartMedia.com. We'll be back next week to wind down.